Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Kay.
And Joe here. And today we're talking about competition.
Okay, 競争ですね.
That's right, there is competition everywhere, right? Win, 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 or lose, lose, lose. Competition.
Competition.
Is it good, right, is it good or bad? Let's talk about it in English.
皆さんこんにちは、皆さんもちっちゃい時から今まで大学受験とかいろんな競争にこう揉まれてきたと思うんですけど今日はそんなコンペティションについてお話ししたいと思います。 So Joe, in English, can you tell us a little about the science of competition?
Right, the science of competition. First of all, very basically, you all know that it's everywhere, right? Not only humans compete, but also all animals compete.
Right.
And one of the main reasons is that there are limited resources.
資源が限られているからですね。
That's right. There's only limited amounts of water, food like that, or the opposite sex, right? Men, women, so we're competing, right? And it's all part of the big Darwin's natural selection theory.
自然淘汰ですね。自然淘汰を勝ち残っていくために。
That's right. In English, it's called the theory of natural selection, right? Kay, I have a question for you. In general, do you think that competition is good or bad?
Okay, in general, I think it's sometimes a good way to increase productivity. 生産性を上げることができるから、まあ、いっちゃいいんじゃないかなっていうふうに思います。
That's right. If there's competition, probably productivity goes up, right? Right, because we set deadlines and goals.
締め切りとかがあるからですね。みんなあくせく働くよねっていうこと。
Yeah, having these deadlines is kind of like pressure competition.
Right.
But it really helps us achieve the goals. For example, if we hadn't had competition and pressure, we might not have walked on the moon, for example.
That's right.
And also, if there were no competition, life would be kind of boring, right? Everybody's equal, no competition, life is kind of boring in a way.
That's also true.
But actually, competition has a lot of bad points, too. For example, if you win, then other people hate you in a way, right? And if you lose, you hate yourself.
それはね、確かに。
That's right, so with competition, you kind of lose no matter what, in a way. Why can't we cooperate and work together, right? And other problems associated with competition are, for example, suicides, right?
自殺です。
That's right. Competition sometimes leads to suicide. And also, bullying is a problem.
いじめですね。
That's right. With competition in school, sometimes there's bullying, right? Anyways, this pressure can be bad for our health, right?
Right.
One interesting large-scale study in America found that professional athletes in some very hard sports who train really hard and have a lot of competition, they have a life expectancy a little bit shorter than the average person.
寿命がちょっと短くなっちゃうんですね。
That's right. The professional athlete's life expectancy is about 1 year shorter than the average American. Their life expectancy is about 77 years. The average American is 78 years, like that. Right. Also, stage performers, like actors, that kind of, they have a little bit shorter lifespan, too, because of the competition, right? The people with the longest life expectancy are, like, professionals, teachers, artists, that kind of thing. And the very, very longest, right, these professionals are about 81 years average. And the very, very longest kind of leaders of society, the business leaders and the political leaders, right? They're about 83 years average, right? Right.
なるほど、なるほど。で、今日はそんな競争についてお話をしていきたいんですけど、今日のダイアログではまず最初に女の人が大学の校内で道に迷ってしまって、通りすがりの男の人に道を尋ねるというところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Right. Try to repeat in a loud voice after the person.
Excuse me, Would you know where Building J is?
Which faculty? I heard there's one Building J in each faculty.
Oh, the Faculty of Education.
Sure. It's this way. Actually, I'm heading to the Building J of the Faculty of Education right now. Shall we go together? If you don't mind.
Oh, that would be lovely.
By the way, what are you going to do at Building J?
I have a faculty entrance exam interview from 2:30.
Oh, really? What department are you going to be in?
Global Education.
Oh my! I'm going to an interview there too. I also want to be in the Department of Global Education.
Wow, really? What a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
So basically, you're my competitor then.
Ha ha. Yes, I am. And I hope you don't get selected.
Well, I hope you don't get selected.
Ah, I should have let you get lost by yourself back there, so that I could have caught one competitor from the list. Ha ha ha.
Hey, I could have found the building by myself, even if we had not met.
Ha ha. I'm just joking. Don't worry.
So, how do you feel right now?
I'm fine, but a little nervous. Since I know that you are applying for the same department as me.
Me too. I think you'll be totally fine, though. You seem confident.
Well, I hope my confidence will follow you and help you inside the interview room as well.
Haha, thanks. See you, and good luck.
Oh my gosh, these two people are really nice.
That's right, they don't need to compete, right? They're really, yeah. in their hearts, they're really nice people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's right.
いい人たちでした。
Mm-hmm.
ではでは、ダイアログに行ってみましょう。最初に女の人が、J っていう名前の建物を探していて、男の人に尋ねます。でも男の人は、J っていう建物はたくさんあるんですけど、どこの学部ですかっていうふうに聞いてます。The faculty で学部という意味です。
Right, for example, the Faculty of Education.
Okay.
Or the Faculty of Biology.
Mm-hmm.
Some universities say the Faculty of, for example, Hiroshima University. But some universities say the School of.
Right.
For example, the School of Biology or the School of Education. Both are okay. And actually, there's a third one, too. Some universities say the College of.
All right.
The College of Education. The College of Biology. So there's three choices. They're all the same, basically. The Faculty of, the College of, and the School of.
Okay.
Right, but don't forget the, everybody.
Okay, right. It always comes with the.
That's right. It's an important rule for the. The Nanika of Nanika. Let me give just couple examples of that. In New York, you've got the Statue of Liberty.
Right, 自由の女神ですね。
Right, or Einstein's 相対性理論、mm-hmm. the theory of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, don't forget this important rule, the 何かof 何か。
Okay.
The faculty of education.
で、女の人は、I'm going to the faculty of education. 教育学部に行ってます。ここでもやっぱり the を使ってますね。
Mm-hmm.
で、男の人が、あ、教育学部の J 等だったら僕も今から行くところなんで、あなたが気にされないようでしたら一緒に行きましょうかっていう風に言ってます。 If you don't mind ってあなたが気にしないのであればっていうことですね。
Right, this is a very polite way to、uh-huh. ask for a favor from someone.、
Yeah.
For example, in a crowded train, you could say,、if you don't mind, could you move over just a little bit like that?
Okay.
Or to give one more example, you go to your teacher and you say,、could you spare a few moments if you don't mind?
何分か待ってもらっていいですかってことですね。
Right, could you spare a few moments or a minute if you don't mind? Something like that. Try to use that, everybody.
でそれに対して女の人は That would be lovely っていうふうに言ってますが I think this is also a really nice way to respond, right, Joe?
Yes, and especially women use this expression、
uh-huh.
Oh, lovely, the weather is lovely, or the food was lovely It really sounds like a woman's word、
okay.
Men, I think, hardly ever say that
確かに lovely はあんまり男の人言ってるの聞かないかも、uh-huh. And I think it's really British、
yes, and especially British too, that's、
uh-huh.
right、
uh-huh.で、一緒に行くことになった二人ですが、男の人がここで女の子になんでジェットに行きたいんですかっていうふうに聞いてます。で、どうやら女の子は、このジェットで2時半から、インタビュー、面接試験があるみたいなんですね。で、彼女はこの教育学部のグローバルエデュケーションっていう科に入りたいみたいなんですけど、男の人が、Oh my! っていうふうに言ってます。Joe, so what does oh my mean?
Right, as you all probably can guess, it's a shorter version ofOh my god.
Okay.
Like, oh no. Wow. Or something like that. So it can be both good or bad. But、
uh-huh.
oh my god is kind of strong.
Okay.
Some people don't really want you to use that. So a little bit softer expression is oh my goodness.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Right. So you can say oh my goodness or you can even cut that word and you can say oh my. That's
uh-huh,
also very
uh-huh.
soft and very polite. Uh-huh. Like that.
なのでちょっと驚きがあった時に軽く使ってみてくださいね
That's right
で、男の人はなんで驚いてるのかっていうと実は彼も同じグローバルエデュケーションっていうところに入りたくって試験を受けるっていうふうに言ってるんですねで、女の人は Wow, really? What a coincidence! なんて偶然なのっていうふうに言っています
Right, a coincidence, right? For example, it was a coincidence that I met my friend in Hiroshima City, like that
Uh-huh, uh-huh.で、ここからちょっと二人が、ジョークを言い合ってるんですけど、うわぁ、君を道に迷ったままにさせておけば参加者のリストから君を消せたのになっていうふうに言ってます。To get lost で、道に迷うという意味ですね。
Right, it's a very natural expression. I got lost yesterday, something like that. Don't use other expressions like I lost my way or something like that. I think this is very, very natural. Oh, there was a hugeA crowd of people, and I couldn't find my friend. I got lost like that.
なるほど。で、この that list っていうのはこの参加者とか、まあ、彼にとってのコンペティター、競争相手がたくさん載ってる名簿みたいなことですね。
Right, and everybody try and say list. List.
List.
Not least. Least is a different word.
Right.
My least favorite food. This is、uh-huh. list.
List. 短く。
Right.
List.
Right.
で、これはもちろん冗談なんですけども女の子も冗談で、もしもあなたが私を助けてくれなくても自分でどうにかできたわよっていうふうに冗談で返していますね So, Joe, could you explain us a little bit about this grammar?
Sure, this is very important if grammar for the past, okay? So yesterday
okay.
or last week、For example, I could have gotten a higher test score if I had studied more
I could have got a better score if I had studied more.
That's right, like that. Okay. Or to give another example, the carp could have won the championship last year、mm-hmm. if they had had better pitching. Or better hitting.
Okay.
Better hitting, right?
Uh-huh.
The carp could have won the championship if they had had better hitting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this could have is also very similar to would have, right?
Right.
For example, last weekend, I would have gone camping if the weather had been better.
Okay. I would have gone camping if the weather had been better.
That's right. Or to give one more example, last year, I would have become rich if I had bought a lottery ticket.
Okay, 宝くじ買っとけばよかったってことですね。なるほど。
That's right. I would have become rich. Maybe. If I had bought a lottery ticket.
Okay.
And in the dialogue, the woman says that She could have found the building by herself even if they had not met. Like that.
Okay. So, なので、ここで大事なのは I could have とか I would have っていう過去形に合わせてその一個前に起こった出来事を大過去、この場合 had 過去分詞っていう、構文で表さないといけないっていうのがポイントですね。
Right. Everyone, try to make your own sentence in English. If you can use this, you're really becoming high level.
Uh-huh. でもここからちょっと本音トークが始まります。男の子が、うん、でも君みたいな子が、応募してるって聞いて、ちょっと実は緊張してきたって言ってます。To apply for something って何々に応募するとか志願するっていうことですね。
Right. For example, I wanna apply for that job. Like that.、Mm-hmm. And in the dialogue, these two students are applying for the same position in a department, in a school.
Right. Mm-hmm. で、女の子がそれに対して、でも全然大丈夫そうに見えるけどねっていうふうに返してます。Totally で全然もう全く問題なくっていうことですね。
Right. Young people say this a lot too. The weather was totally great, something like that. Or the test was totally terrible. Something like that.
Okay. なんか日本語で言う全然みたいな感じですね。
That's right.
で、この文末の though っていうのはこの逆説の意味を表します。
Right. Everybody, don't say but or however so much, right? Try to use this though at the end of a sentence. For example, I like vegetables. I don't like natto though. Something like that. Right, like that. Try to use this. Conversation is more natural than but. Okay.
Yes.
It makes it a little bit more polite, like that. Try to make your own sentence with though at the end.
で、女の子は、だってあなたすごく自信があるように見えるよっていうふうに言ってます。Confidence で自信があるように見えるってことですね。
Right, so the adjective is to be confident. It's important to be confident. And the noun is confidence, right?
自信ということですね。
Right, confidence is important in life. And with that, let's listen at natural speed. And then after this, we'll talk a little bit more about the science of competition.
Excuse me, would you know where Building J is?
Which faculty? I heard there's one Building J in each faculty.
Oh, the Faculty of Education.
Sure, it's this way. Actually, I'm heading to the Building J of the Faculty of Education right now. Shall we go together, if you don't mind?
Oh, that would be lovely.
By the way, what are you going to do at Building J?
I have a faculty entrance exam interview from 2:30.
Oh, really? What department are you going to be in?
Global Education.
Oh my, I'm going to an interview there too. I also want to be in the Department of Global Education.
Wow, really? What a coincidence!
Yeah, what a coincidence.
So basically, you're my competitor then.
Haha. Yes, I am. And I hope you don't get selected.
Well, I hope you don't get selected.
Ah, I should have let you get lost by yourself back there, so that I could have caught one competitor from the list.
Hey, I could have found the building by myself, even if we had not met.
I'm just joking. Don't worry.
So, how do you feel right now?
I'm fine, but a little nervous, since I know that you are applying for the same department as me.
Me too. I think you'll be totally fine, though. You seem confident.
Well...I hope my confidence will follow you and help you inside the interview room as well.
Thanks. See you and good luck.
Sasha, could you tell us a little bit more about competition in life?
Sure. First of all, there are two types of competition.It's called healthy competition and unhealthy competition.
Okay.
Right. Unhealthy competition, of course, is the pressure. You gotta win. You must win. If I lose, it's terrible. Win, win, win. Lose, lose, lose.
Right, right.
This is called unhealthy competition.
Okay.
But also there's healthy competition where you're kind of thinking about the process of what you're doing and trying to improve yourself. You're kind of competing against yourself to make gradual improvements.
なるほど。だからちょっとずつちょっとずつ自分が良くなっていくのを目指す、自己ベストを目指していく健康的な、コンペティションってことですね。
Right, so again, healthy competition means you're thinking about the process and you're making these gradual improvements. You're competing against yourself, right?
Right, right, right. ね、皆さんも健康的な方のコンペティションやって高みを目指していってほしいと思います。ぜひね、Let's talk about this in English.
Yeah, with your friend this week.Talk about competition. And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Take care. Bye.
Bye.